Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Mary J. DeLorenzo's Period Tracker Journal is a practical health record notebook rather than a narrative or instructional medical guide. Designed for young girls, teenagers, and adult women, it offers an undated system for observing menstrual cycles over a four-year span. Its purpose is straightforward: help a user record when bleeding begins and ends, note perceived intensity, monitor selected daily symptoms, and preserve relevant personal observations. The journal combines monthly calendar pages with a tracking key, an area for estimating the next expected period, short symptom checklists for 7 days of a cycle, a symptom rating scale, and room for notes such as medications or additional concerns. Because the pages are undated, the journal can be started whenever it becomes useful, rather than at the beginning of a conventional calendar year. The book is best understood as a structured paper tool for building a personal menstrual record. It supports routine observation and preparation, while leaving medical interpretation and diagnosis to qualified healthcare professionals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a four-year calendar creates a durable record of cycle timing. The journal's central feature is its four-year monthly calendar framework. A calendar-based record gives the user a simple visual way to mark period days and apply a consistent key to information such as flow or other personally chosen indicators. Over time, this approach can make broad timing patterns easier to see than isolated memories or informal notes. A user can compare the spacing between cycles, observe how long bleeding usually lasts, and identify months that seem notably different from their own typical experience. The four-year scope is distinctive because it treats tracking as an ongoing practice rather than a one-month exercise. This may be especially useful for someone whose cycle is newly established or still changing, since a longer record preserves context without requiring a phone application or annual planner replacement. The undated design reinforces that practicality. There is no penalty for beginning in the middle of a month, pausing, or returning after a gap. The calendar does not claim to predict health outcomes. Instead, it organizes firsthand observations in a form that can support personal planning. When a user wants to discuss menstrual history with a parent, school nurse, or clinician, a consistently maintained calendar can also provide a clearer starting point for that conversation than recollection alone. Secondly, expected start date planning turns observation into preparation. Alongside documenting completed cycles, the journal includes space to estimate the next period start date. This feature shifts the notebook from retrospective record keeping toward everyday preparation. An estimate based on prior calendar entries can help a user anticipate when to carry supplies, consider travel or school schedules, or simply avoid being surprised by an expected period. For young users in particular, this practical function can reduce the uncertainty that often accompanies the first years of menstruation. The design is appropriately modest. An estimated date is a planning aid, not a guarantee. Cycles can vary, and the journal's value lies in making the basis for an estimate visible through prior entries rather than presenting a fixed prediction as certainty. Repeated use also encourages a useful distinction between a usual pattern and an exception. If timing varies from month to month, the calendar provides a place to notice that variation instead of forcing the user to assume regularity. The book therefore supports preparedness without making medical claims. Its paper format may appeal to users who prefer a private, screen-free method, or who want a simple backup record. The estimate field works best when paired with the calendar, since its usefulness depends on regular notation of earlier period dates. Thirdly, 7-day symptom checkmarks promote consistent daily observation. The journal provides short daily symptom checkmarks for 7 days of the cycle. This structure addresses a common limitation of general calendar's dates alone. Do not capture how a period feels or how symptoms change from day to day. Checkmarks reduce the effort required to record recurring experiences, making it more realistic to maintain the habit during busy school, work, or family routines. The 7-day format is a compact observation window, rather than a claim that every person's period lasts 7 days. Users can record information that is relevant to the included prompts and supplement it through notes when their experience extends beyond that window. By locating symptom observation near cycle tracking, the journal links timing and physical experience in one place. That connection can help users recognize whether particular symptoms seem associated with menstruation, while also preserving the fact that correlation in a personal log is not a medical conclusion. The design favors clarity over exhaustive health assessment. It does not replace a clinician's evaluation, and a checklist cannot determine the cause of pain, fatigue, mood changes, or other concerns. Its practical contribution is consistency. It gives a user a repeatable method for noting symptoms at the time they occur, when details are less likely to be forgotten. Fourthly, a symptom rating scale distinguishes presence from perceived intensity. The inclusion of a symptom rating scale adds a second layer to the daily checkmarks. A A checkbox can show that a symptom occurred, but it cannot by itself communicate whether the experience felt mild, moderate, or more severe to the individual recording it. A repeated personal scale allows the user to distinguish these differences across days and cycles. This can make the record more informative. When reviewing it later, 2 months may both include the same symptom, yet the ratings may indicate that 1 month was substantially more disruptive. The usefulness of this feature depends on applying the scale in a reasonably consistent personal way. It is not necessary for one user's ratings to match another person's, because the primary comparison is within the same journal over time. The scale is therefore a tool for subjective tracking, not an objective clinical measurement. Its strongest role is to capture change that might otherwise disappear in a simple yes or no record, used with the calendar and symptom checkmarks. It can help a user describe their experience with greater precision when deciding how to manage ordinary routines or when seeking advice from a trusted adult or healthcare professional. The journal does not interpret ratings or set thresholds for concern, which keeps its role appropriately limited to documentation. Lastly, NoteSpace preserves details that structured fields cannot capture. The journal reserves space for extra notes, including other symptoms, medications, and related information. This open-ended area is important because menstrual experiences do not always fit fixed categories or occur on a predictable schedule. A user may wish to record a change in routine, a medication taken, an unusually difficult day, or a detail that could explain why a particular month felt different. Notes can also clarify calendar marks and symptom ratings, preventing a highly compressed record from losing context. The presence of both structured and unstructured pages is a practical balance. Structured fields make comparisons easier across months, while notes preserve individual details without requiring the book to anticipate every possible experience. For younger users, the notes section can support communication with a parent or guardian by helping them identify what they want to discuss. For adults, it can provide a concise personal reference during healthcare appointments. Still, the notebook should not be treated as a substitute for professional medical assessment. Particularly when symptoms are severe, sudden, or concerning, its function is to make observations more organized and easier to recall. In this respect, the note space is not an afterthought. It completes the journal's design by allowing the user to personalize a standardized tracking system. In conclusion, Period Tracker Journal is suited to people who want a low-tech, private, and repeatable method for recording menstrual information. It is particularly appropriate for girls beginning menstruation, teenagers developing independent routines, adults who prefer paper planning, and parents seeking a straightforward tool to give a tween daughter. Readers should approach it as a record-keeping aid, not as medical education, diagnosis, or treatment guidance. Its practical benefit is the consolidation of dates, flow-related observations, symptom checkmarks, intensity ratings, expected start estimates, and free form notes in one compact format. That organization can make a personal history easier to review for everyday preparation or to communicate more clearly with a trusted adult or healthcare professional. Compared with a generic notebook, the journal stands out through its dedicated 4-year monthly calendar system and its combination of structured prompts with space for individualized context. Compared with many dated planners, its undated pages offer flexibility for users who start at different times or track inconsistently. It also differs from a simple period calendar by including symptom ratings and notes, which preserve more than timing alone. The book's value is therefore not in offering broad medical explanations, but in providing a clear framework for careful self-observation. Users who want detailed health education or clinical advice will need supplementary reliable resources, whereas users seeking an accessible paper tracker may find this format well-matched to the task. If you would like to support Mary J. DeLorenzo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.